Castology.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Castology. I am one of your castologists, Nancy Weber. To my right is another.
Patrick Shearer.
To my left is the final.
Liz Best.
How are we feeling, everyone?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah.
With a question mark?
Good.
I was feeling kind of pensive and existential about half an hour ago. It might have been something to do with the rain and the day. And then I was just sort of got out of that mindset. So now I think I'm on the up and up.
I'm just feeling like I need to become a doona burrito, really.
Rain is very, I guess, few and far between in Brisbane where we live.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just affecting
all
of you.
Have we ever revealed the location of where we live before?
Yeah
we have, because when we were talking about Ain't It Rich, we were saying fellow Brisbane podcast.
Yeah,
true.
It makes me feel just sluggish and sleepy. And
I love sluggish. The rain.
Yeah.
If when it's rainy and windy, I'm the most energized I've ever been.
I love it too, but in a, this is a relaxing.
I need to get out of it kind
of. I just find it so relaxing that I don't want to move or do anything ever again.
Well, that's our weather review at the top of this episode. If you're joining us for the first time, each week we bring you three podcasts, one each, that we want to recommend that you go listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the episode, we will review the podcast that we each brought to the table last week.
Yeah, so if you listened to last week's episode, you can stick around for our thoughts. And if you didn't, you can stick around anyway because you love us.
Yeah, so we're all about podcast recommendations. So if you have a podcast that you love to listen to that we haven't mentioned before, get in touch on social media and we'll do our best to check it out.
And it doesn't have to be one that you make yourself. It can just be like, holy shit, guys, I found this awesome podcast and the whole world needs to know about it. And if you do that, we might name check you if you want to be name checked. Otherwise, we won't.
All right. So who wants to go first this week?
Who wants to have their podcast reviewed or who wants to talk first?
Who wants to recommend?
We do the recommendations first. That happened a couple of weeks.
Because that's what
get ready, Patrick.
Yeah, true.
This happened already.
It did happen.
We did a switcheroo. I'll go first.
Okay.
So, I'm pretty sure this is right. I am recommending a podcast from the Gimlet Network called Sandra.
Sandra.
Now, some of you might already be aware of some of the Gimlet podcasts. There's one that I actually am planning on doing in a couple of weeks, which is the older one called Homecoming that they made a TV series out of. But Sandra was their follow-up. And basically what it is it's a radio play, basically a radio drama that is about – so it's got Aaliyah Shawkat. I can never say her last name. Aaliyah Shawkat and Kristen Wiig and I think an appearance towards the end by Ethan Hawke and a couple of other people whose names I don't remember because they're not uber famous, but I'm sure they're fantastic. And basically what the premise of this is that this girl lives in a kind of a small town and she gets a job at the biggest place, which just happens to be working for an AI firm with a product called Sandra, which is basically like Alexa or Siri. It's a virtual assistant. And the premise is rather than, you know, just everyone's got their own category, so she gets to be in birds. So every time someone asks a question about birds, it goes to her. So the theory is that there are like thousands upon thousands of people working for this company. So every time you talk to your Sandra or Alexa or whatever, right, even though the voice sounds the same to you, it's going to one of thousands of different people to help answer your query. And I found this incredibly bingeable. In fact, I finished it all in one day. And I, the main reason why I recommended it is because I found it intensely bingeable, but like I need to know what you guys thought of the ending in a way that doesn't give away spoilers to the people listening. Like I need to know. So we can discuss off air if you think there's going to be spoilers when we get to the reviews next week, but like – that's why I said I recommended to the boys. I said listen to all of it because I got to know.
All right. Well, I'll go next.
Because Patrick's just sitting there going, yep.
I'll do that.
Yes, Liz, I'll listen to your podcast, all of it, I promise.
Well, last week I brought in my first fiction podcast. And now I listen to a lot of fiction podcasts. Mm-hmm. So this week I'm following up with another fiction podcast. Yay. But this one was a submission. It was submitted to us by the owner, maker, person. And it is called Motel Americana Podcast.
Ooh.
The premise of the podcast is that this person has stumbled across just like this cache of recordings and surveillance and what have you, that someone who was living in a motel complex when he was a child in the 80s basically set up the surveillance of the rooms and has recorded all these interesting sort of interactions and stories that happened through this this location.
Right.
So it's presented as sort of like, I found these recordings. Let's listen to this story today with like narration and then samples from, in inverted commas, recordings. So actually samples from the recordings. So it's very interesting sort of meta-narrative going on over the top as well. It's fairly new. There's not a lot of episodes.
Right.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying it so far. At the start, the quality, it was very obvious that where it was kind of being put together and how it was working. It has kind of got better over the last few episodes, though, definitely, into more of that professionally produced sort of narrative.
Are these all sort of standalone? Or is
like an anthology style with a plot device.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's standalone stories but with a meta-narrative over the top of this person who has found this other person's cache of recordings and is telling them or sharing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Right.
That sounds like something I would watch on TV.
Binge.
I think
I would watch that television show.
It does.
Sounds like Bad Times at the El Royale.
Well, I discovered this just before I watched Bad Times at the El Royale. So yes, I think that is there. It doesn't quite go to those same places. Like I would love for these stories to get a little bit more extreme, but I think they're definitely trying to tell more kind of grounded personal stories than cult leaders and FBI stings, et cetera, et cetera.
But that's the fun stuff.
Well, it is. It is. But that's the thing. I've listened to most of them so far. I have subscribed to it, of course. But yeah, I'm interested to see what you guys think about it, because it is definitely a different kind of presentation of a fiction podcast than Starship Sofa, which is definitely like this person wrote this story and has been published in these places and it's being read for you by this person, whereas this one has more of a presentation on top of the narrative.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Neato, gang. My submission this week is Your Mom's House.
Your Mom's House.
Which is a comedian couple's podcast where basically they'll just get other comedians on to shoot the shit for an hour or four.
Mm.
Of course, a very Patrick podcast.
It's Tom Segura and Christina Pazitsky, which in my opinion are the funniest comedian couple out there. Not that there's many.
You name any others?
Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman.
Yeah, Natasha Leggero and her husband, whose name escapes me.
See, I wouldn't call them a comedian couple, because I know Nick Offerman's done
they
stand-up.
They both do stand-up together.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well,
they
right.
were supposed right. to come to Australia Moshe with Kasha. their show, what was it called? The Summer of 69, pun intended. excuse me. And then Megan Mullally got an acting job last minute, and so Nick Offerman just did his one-man stand-up instead. But, like, they both do.
Well, I know Megan Mullally's touring now with her band.
Yeah, they're just fucking talented and funny and...
Yeah, you know, some people.
Well, that's how I feel about this couple.
The couple we're actually talking about.
Yeah. I just found these guys, obviously, through the network of podcast comedians kind of thing.
They're all
running in
your
the
little
same
incestuous
circle.
Network of funny people.
Their guest list. There's a lot of names.
There's
that
a few Duncan Trussells. There's probably some Bill Burr and some Bert Kreischer and Joey Diaz.
Do you
all
think
these
that like all of these people in the podcast that you listen to? Do you think they just have like weekly get-togethers where they just all drink and shoot the shit and decide who's going to go on whose podcast this week?
Well, I know they get together all the time when they go to the Comedy Store to perform, and that's just sort of like you get up there to rehearse your material, and I guess when they hang out in the green room, they're like, "Hey, when are you free? Oh, I'm free this time. Hey, let's get on my podcast and shoot the shit.
Yeah, cool.
But I mean, they're all pretty famous and successful now. So I guess they do have to go through booking agents and stuff like that, because it's, it'd be difficult to manage your time when you're doing a podcast and touring and working on your special and recording and doing films and all that sort of stuff.
It must be so difficult for them. I feel sorry for them. What a hardship.
I feel sorry for them too. But I envy them in some way as well.
So the podcast is just basically them talking shit and talking funny with whoever they manage to get on.
Yeah. So I recommend you just find a guest that you recognize and think is funny and want to listen to. Because I think they're great. And I think the format is more or less that. I think they have an intro kind of thing at the beginning where the two of them might like recap what they've been interested in, usually like a hilarious news story. And then they'll build usually a running gag out of that. I haven't quite gotten fully submerged in it so that I understand all the references that are going on, but I imagine for the cult fans out there, they're really thoroughly enjoying that.
But they are well into the 400s,
something like
500
that,
episodes, so they've produced a lot of content. So I would imagine. Yeah,
how many episodes have we done, Zane? How many is this for us?
This one will be 20-something.
So nearly there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Cool. So just any episode we like, look at the person on.
Yeah, why not? Go for it.
Why not?
Okay, so we have a binge the whole thing, tell us what you think about the ending.
Yes.
We have any episode will be probably fine. And mine is you can listen to all of it or just one. They stand alone or together.
Cool.
Good spectrum. So just to recap, that is the Motel Americana podcast, Sandra from Gimlet, and Your Mum's House.
That's right.
What were their names again?
Tom Segura and Christina Pazitsky.
Pazitsky. All right. Well, if you want to listen to those, we will be reviewing them next week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's now to time to go back to last week.
Time to go back to last week for review time, because now we've actually had time to listen to the podcast. Tell you what we think.
Yes.
Shall we start with Starship Sofa?
Yeah. Starship Sofa. Well, we have brought that up. I brought that up. So, yes, what did you guys think?
Correct.
Well, I go back even further in time since I listened to that.
Pat listened to that instead of what he was supposed to for last episode. So what did you think, Pat, now that you've had time to marinate on it?
Yeah, I really enjoy the premise, this idea that you take, you know, unknown and known writers and put them on there and give them a platform and have their stories told. I would like to get you to curate a couple for me, because the one I listened to, which I can't for the life of me find after scrolling for ages and ages, I can't actually quite remember it, but it was some sort of Orwellian, Huxleyan kind of, you know, 1984 sci-fi political.
Big Brother sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of thing. There was this woman who was part of the military, and then, oh, look out, you're actually the bad guys. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I just... Yeah, I wasn't super gripped by that one. But going through the thing, I did manage to find that there's a Brandon Sanderson one on there. So maybe I'll give that a try, because, yeah, like I said, I really like the concept. And I do love the host and I love his voice. And I...
Can you get his accent?
I don't know. I'd have to listen to him a bit more. Yeah, I don't know. That was...
See, even then you drift into Irish and he's
not
Irish.
I know.
It's fine to get a phrase, but as soon as you try to get more than like a sentence out.
Yeah, that's another part of the reason I think I want to listen to it more, because that would be a good one to nail.
Yeah, look, I wasn't even going to try because so I can't do Scottish at all. And so anything that's like a really heavy brogue that's even vaguely that kind of really...
It's so lyrical.
Like it's in the back of your throat, but it's in the front of your mouth at the same time. Like, I don't know how. I don't know. But I really enjoyed it. I listened to a story called Domestic Violence by Madeline Ashby. Didn't mean to pick the violent one. I just picked the name because Madeline Ashby sounded familiar, and then...
It's just what the universe wanted you to listen to.
The universe wanted me to listen to Domestic Violence for some reason. But the premise was basically about how smart home technology, you can kind of program your home to like this girl was talking about. She's like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend's done this funny thing where he programmed the door so that it won't let me in unless I do this thing that he wants me to do. And then that goes into, you know, like she's like, oh, this weird thing happened when I was changing my clothes and it won't let me out of my bedroom unless I get fully naked and then put clothes back on again. Like it was this weird, yucky, controlling AI thing, which completely creeped me the fuck out and made me want to continue stay living by myself forever. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Is it like that? Treehouse horror episode of The Simpsons where Pierce Brosnan is the
house. Sort of. But yeah, like they had weird things where the woman was trying to figure out how to protect herself and she was without letting the AI system know that she was doing it. So that, and she's just like, how do I, she's lying to it and going, okay, so how would I ensure that my child who is a sleepwalker doesn't leave the house, keep the doors closed. And the house is like, well, we can set it so that the child will recognize your child's face and won't let that particular child out. And she's like, no, that's not what I mean. So I really like this format. What I would like, though, is a little bit of time before and after. So when the guy does the intro and the story, there's not enough, there needs to be a slight pause between, like the story that I listened to kind of had him finish his last word as the first word of the story started. And then the last word of the story, which was actually like a pretty important punch in the gut. It was like, blah, 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 and then this. Well, that was all we had time for. Like, I was like, well, give me
that,
a...
That is...
I was like, give me a second. Yeah,
because usually, at least at the start, you have whoever is narrating. There's usually a little bit of music and then like... This story is blah, 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 read by...
Yeah, it was more the end that pissed me off just because I was like, the last couple of words of this story are really punching the gut stuff. And then he started talking immediately. I would have liked to have sat with it for at least 1 second. But other than that...
Absolutely, fair enough.
I would...
Usually there is a little bit of... music cue or something.
Yeah, I wondered because I even got to the point where I'd slightly tuned out in my car and then the final line came and I went, oh, and he woke me back up again because it was so soon. And I was like, when did the story end? Wait, what? But other than that, I love the device and I am looking forward to trying to write my own short story and sending it in.
Do it. Well, like I said, like I listened to a lot of these and did either of your episodes have like a science, I guess, report at the end of it where they focus on like what's happening in science like right now or like explore a trope of science fiction and have a little bit of an analytical thing. That's another thing that they put in. I think it's once a month in the episodes they get in like a guest essayist and they've written a report of like, a breakdown of like some sort of science fiction trope or... like an exploration of like what the Large Hadron Collider is actually doing and what it means and stuff like that.
Do you have particular favorite episodes, like ones that you've just gone, oh, that's such a great story?
Yes, but I don't save them or record them in any way because, again, like I listen to so many.
Well, look, if you can have a scroll through and if there's any that jump out at you, pop them in the show notes.
Yeah, well, I'll recommend a couple, of course. I'll curate.
I just feel like it would be good if you put like two or three
list.
In for our readers that you're like, yeah, these are really good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, because
I keep saying readers. No one, well, they will be reading the show notes, so I'm correct.
I'm going to check out the Brandon Sanderson one because I am actually currently listening to Oathbringer by Brandon Sanderson. And I'm going to have, there's only 5 hours left and that's the final of the trilogy.
Oh, my God, Patrick, what will you do with your life?
You needed that extra hour of that other story on the podcast. Because, again, with that format of taking fiction, a weekly fiction podcast is like... Two stories are going to be the same. They're going to be different themes.
Yeah. It was very Black Mirror-y in a good way.
Yeah.
For me.
There are definitely a broad spectrum of stuff in there.
Yeah.
And particularly the speculative fiction podcast that I listen to, they are doing a lot in terms of representation and trying to expand who they're getting stories from and the characters that are represented in the stories. So that domestic violence one is a pretty good example of what spec fiction is kind of dealing with at the moment. A lot of that, how the power and technology integrates with society and moving forward and stuff like that. But I'll curate some. I'll definitely put a few in the show notes for our audience to listen to, and I'll curate. But again, like I don't think I hate recommending fiction to people because I don't know what.
See, I'm so the opposite. If something's moved me or made me feel a certain way, I'll be like, oh my God, this one, this one right here. And if it doesn't resonate with them, they can go fuck themselves. But like, I'm just like, no.
Well,
this
I
is
look
perfect.
Forward to reviewing Sandra next week.
No, well, I'm putting this forward as a I need to know what you thought kind of thing. So yeah, I need to know. Right.
Well, so after Starship Sofa, shall we go to Skeptic Tank or Murder Squad?
Let's go to Murder Squad. I was going to say Murder Squad because it doesn't make sense.
I feel like we did. Do we normally do Pat's podcasts last?
No, it's totally random each time.
It's usually pretty random.
Okay, well, I'm happy to do either.
Well, let's do Skeptic Tank then.
Okay.
Let's do Skeptic Tank.
Okay.
Skeptic Tank, so this is Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir.
Arushafer.
Say it however you want, really.
And you recommended either Henry Rollins or Shooter.
Yeah.
Yep. I listened to the Henry Rollins one.
Shooter.
I listened to a couple as well.
I listened to Shooter and then Random.
I like to pride myself on being the most conscientious podcast listener on the podcast.
You probably are, yeah.
You probably are, but I still feel offended that you'd say it out loud.
I feel offended that you'd call me out with that truth.
Yeah,
Zane.
Yeah. Just expose our laziness to everybody. Look, I'm at least the second most conscientious on the podcast.
At least. Where does that leave me?
I will leave the
fourth
math up
most
to the
conscientious.
Listeners.
I don't know.
So this is again rough for me. I don't dislike it. It's just Ari Shaffir is just not someone who grabs my attention in the way that he speaks. What he's saying is perfectly fine, and he has a great way of presenting, but I find the way that he interviews to be very self-centered. In a way that kind of pulls me out of the interview a little bit to get me thinking about Ari Shaffir again. But Henry Rollins was fascinating.
Terribly fascinating.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that episode. But going back and listening to a couple of the others, it is kind of like there's a lot there that I have to get through to get to the stuff that I would enjoy.
Right.
So this is something that this, again, I think it's kind of going to be one that I go back to when there's a person or a topic that I'm particularly interested in, but I don't think I'm going to subscribe to this one.
Hey, no, fair enough.
So
I curate a few, I think.
So when I was looking this one up, the description on Apple Podcasts is a comedy podcast to better help understand humanity and also to make fart jokes. So I went, yes, I'm in.
See, fart jokes were an immediate turn off for me. that's why we're on the
fart
podcast
jokes,
together.
Fart jokes, dick jokes. I love them. They're the worst, but they're the best. Shooter was fucking funny.
Yeah,
this is this guy, whatever, what's his name?
Ari Shaffir.
So he goes, yeah, okay, so here's a script that I wrote when I was like, was he in high school?
He was in college.
When he wrote it. It was like a movie script. And he was like, this is the best thing in the world. It's the greatest movie script ever. The lead character's called Shooter. Pew, pew. Like, it's just... And he goes, okay, so what I did was I organized a table read. What has got to be the worst fucking film script I've ever heard in my
his
life.
Friends have constantly, like, he's showed it to some people and his friends have constantly, like, shit on him for it. Being like, did you seriously think that was good?
But they had, like, phrases like, he furrowed his eyes. And I'm like, not his brow, his eyes, eyes. And then they had one where the guy's like, he's so broody, Shooter. And he's like, oh, he's on a date and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm moving so slow. And she's like, hey, you already got me out to dinner, so that's plenty fast. And the guy's just like, yeah, only a fucking virgin would write that. And then they're like, what are you going to order for dinner? And the girl's like, the tongue. It was just the worst. You need to listen to Shooter. I'm sorry.
All right.
But then I listened to another episode and I went, okay, this isn't funny. But Shooter is hilarious. It's just the worst, best table read of the shitty movie of this guy. And all his friends are giving him shit going, you wished you were called Shooter in high school, didn't you? Like, you wished that was your nickname. He's like, shut up, everybody.
I'm trying to remember who he got involved with it, because I think Michelle Wolf was the part of the girlfriend, right?
I think so, yeah.
Dan Soder, Michelle Wolf, Dave Attell, Jeff Dennis, and Ryan O'Neill.
Yeah, it was
Ari
just
was doing all the what do you call it? It's not stage direction. It's
the scenic, the
of which there was way too much. Like, so everything was like with a description, and
like, so he would be like
screenwriter mistake.
He'd be like, yeah, I'm kind of nervous, and then it'd be like, Shooter looks around and shifts nervously. irrespective of whatever the hell the rest of this podcast is, everyone needs to listen to this one episode because it's just the fucking funniest thing. I agree that I didn't like the interviews as much. I thought that some of it was quite funny, but after like cry laughing at this movie, listening to the interview felt like a real calm down. But yes, thank you for recommending that episode. It made me very fucking happy. Everyone's like, what are you laughing? I was listening to it at work, sorry boss, while I was editing some stuff today, and I was like snort laughing, and everyone's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, allergies. But yes, I won't be subscribing to it. But if there's any other episodes that are that funny, sign me the hell up.
That was just the kind of,
it felt like a random one-off.
If I come across another one, because I did the same thing. It's not often that I'm sitting to myself listening to a podcast laughing out loud. But yeah, this might have been.
It kind of reminded me of an episode of the film Reroll, like in terms of like a worse script, the worst script ever made, film Reroll style. Because they're doing the table read at the same time as shitting on the author who's doing the table read. It was great. Cool. Well,
all right.
Murder Squad time.
Murder Squad.
Murder Squad.
Murder Squad.
I thoroughly enjoyed Murder Squad. I had the episode.
Actually, it's full title. I've been told. I was corrected. It's Jensen and Holes, Murder Squad.
Jensen and Holes, the Murder Squad. Yes. So good. Is William Bradford the first episode?
I think so.
I think it might be. It had.
Was that the one where they knew who the killer was and they were trying to find out who the women are?
Yeah. It wasn't Karen from My Favorite Murder. Georgia? It was Georgia, I'm pretty sure, who was on.
I think the first two episodes were Karen and Georgia because it's their podcast network that they're on. It was like their big get when they started a podcast network.
Yeah. But I really like the premise, and obviously it's probably going to solve a bit of crime.
God, I hope it does. How good would that be?
I was just about to ask you, have there been any updates?
I've only listened to the first two episodes because I've been...
I think there's only three.
Yeah.
Three in a trailer.
But God, I hope so. Like, if only to find out if there's updates on the cases, I would keep listening to this just to feel like I was a part of something that was happening.
I hate to be that guy.
You're going to be that guy.
I love the idea.
I knew you would say this.
I love what they're doing.
Yeah.
I can't. It doesn't get me.
Yeah.
It alternately like really annoys me / really bores me.
Yeah.
The hosts are fine. The content is what I struggle with though in this one is I'm not a murderino aficionado. I'm very interested in the psychology behind murder, but when it comes to the details and the where and the when and the how that I just kind of switch off because I know I'm not going to actively assist in this investigation.
Yeah.
So I love this podcast. I love what they're doing, but I it's not something that I it's not made for me.
But like I feel similarly to you, and I guess this is probably why I haven't rushed to listen to the next episode because I don't feel like it's necessarily bingeable, but I feel like I'm so happy that it exists and I find it very interesting when I'm in the mood. But it's a lot of details and talking about police reports and talking about the where and the when because they want the help. And I think I'm listening because I think it's a really fucking good idea, and B, because when they do crack something, it's going to be.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you're into true crime, which I personally am not particularly, then this is a great podcast concept.
Yeah.
And you'll probably very much enjoy it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm not and I couldn't.
Mm. Yeah.
But so I will encourage everyone to listen to it.
Yeah, for sure.
So would I. I found myself thinking that when I was listening to it. Like, I'm not going to subscribe to it. I like it. It's a great idea. And then I could feel the sort of pull that I imagine that the murderinos do feel when they're like, oh my God, we're part of something huge. We're going to uncover something. I'm like, that's a great idea to get people to listen and get them interested, which I think they definitely will.
And it made me wonder whether, like, if it does start getting some answers, whether police will then start going, here's a case. Have this one. We want help with this one.
Like, interesting kind of leaning into the civilian investigation.
Yeah. And just post it on a milk carton, just give it to the podcast.
Give it to podcasters. Podcasters get stuff done.
Yeah, exactly. They can eat donuts and we can solve crime. No, wait, that was horrible. Please do a wonderful job. I love you, cops.
And they deserve those donuts.
They really fucking do.
Yeah. All right.
You guys are stereotyping.
That was the joke.
Well, I think that's it. That's our three philosophy.
It went really quick today.
Well, no, it's about the same as always. So as always, if you have opinions that are different to ours, feel free to let us know on Facebook.
Please
do. We are on Facebook, on Twitter, or on Instagram.
Yep.
And you can find us at our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com/castology. That is also where there's a handy dandy form if you want to submit your podcast for us to listen to.
Give us your podcast.
We can't guarantee it'll be featured on the podcast, but we will at least listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep getting kind of just a nice steady trickle coming through. So
I've had a few more from Insta that I need to pass on to you as well.
Please.
Yeah, because people just tag and go at, and they just go, can you review us? And I'm like, maybe. I'll send it on. We'll think about it.
Do for me.
And it honestly is, it sounds like a chore, but I really do enjoy finding these new podcasts.
Oh God. Yeah. And then don't you feel smug as shit when you find it and then it becomes popular and you're like, I found that. Like,
I don't think I've had that experience. I was in pretty early on the dollop. Like, I think I was a couple of weeks after their release that I was in on the dollop.
That's bloody
and that
early.
Really, but that really shot up very like at that time. They never really did no success.
Yeah.
See,
I'm gonna feel when Congressional Dish becomes a worldwide phenomenon.
I'm loving Congressional Dish. I'm just going to give a shout out to Congressional Dish.
Yeah, I'm still on that bandwagon.
Yeah, she's doing good work and I love
listening
to her.
She's doing the Lord's work. If I believed in the Lord, she would be doing the Lord's work.
All right, well, that is us. So thank you for listening to us. Get in touch with us on social media. If you want to send an email to us for whatever reason, it is castologypodcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget to rate us, review us, subscribe because you love us.
Yeah,
it would be really nice.
Comment on our photos.
Yeah.
No, I'm not on either of those things.
No. Well, see, it's the rating and it takes 2 seconds to click whatever stars you think it is. And that really helps us with Apple and their mysterious algorithm, guys. So
that keeps changing.
If you can take half a second. We've been in new and noteworthy for a couple of categories for a few months now. So keep us there and maybe get us charting, maybe.
Yeah. And maybe do that, is another way that you can deliver if you've got a podcast you want us to have a look at. Is just put it in your review of the podcast.
Yeah, you can. Exactly. That's all you do. Click 5 stars and tell us what podcast we should listen to. Good plan, right?
Well, that's been us. I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Patrick Shearer
and
Elizabeth H. Best.
And we'll catch you next time, everyone.
Beep.